The purpose of the Crime Beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Senjan. 18, Blue Heron Way and Starling Drive. Complainant reported they left their parked van the previous evening and when they returned in the morning the van was gone. Police attended and found no suspects, witnesses, or surveillance video. Subsequently, a report was received of a suspicious van located on Golf Club Drive. Police attended and recovered the stolen van with the ignition and door lock punched. Police determined the van had been used in a break and enter in the area. The van was towed from the scene for processing by Identification Services, Jan. 18, 700 block of 53rd Street. Report received from a complainant that parts of their child's bicycle was stolen from their school. The frame of the bike recovered, but the seat, handlebars, wheels, and a helmet were missing. Bicycle described as a blue and green Trex mountain bike. Incident still under investigation pending the receipt of surveillance video from the school, Jan. 19, 1600 block of 56th Street. Complainant reported a credit card was sent to their previous address in Richmond and then stolen from the mailroom. Subsequently, the credit card was fraudulently used at various locations with a total loss of $4,520. As the theft and fraud occurred in Richmond, the complainant was given information on how to report the incident to the Richmond RCMP. Jan. 20, 4900 block of Canoe Passway. A business reported that a male had stolen a large black jacket and socks valued at $140 from the store. The suspect is described as Caucasian, 25 to 30 years of age, 5 feet 10 inches tall, short dark hair, and wearing black clothing including a black COVID mask. Patrol of the area by police proved negative. Jan. 22, 1400 block of Enderby Avenue. Complainant reported that sometime overnight, their vehicle was stolen from in front of their residence. The wallet of the complainant containing bank cards and driver's license were left in the car. The complainant was unable to account for the second key and unsure if they left the vehicle locked. The vehicle valued at approximately $20,000. Canvas of the neighborhood by police for surveillance video proved negative and the vehicle was added to the Canadian Police Information Center as stolen. Jan. 23, 1200 block of 56th Street. Police received a late report from a complainant that the previous day they had left their locked bike parked outside the exit of a business and when they returned the bicycle was gone. No suspects, witnesses, or surveillance video available. Ladner asterisk Jan. 16, 5000 block of Central Avenue. Complainant left their vehicle parked overnight in front of their residence and when they returned in the morning they found the catalytic converter valued at $1,000 had been stolen. No other damage to the vehicle. Police canvas for neighborhood surveillance video was negative. Jan. 17, 4800 block of 53rd Street. Complainant reported that the catalytic converter was stolen, sometime overnight, from their vehicle parked on the street. No surveillance video available from the residence or nearby businesses. Jan. 20, 7200 block of Progress Way. An employee of a business reported the theft of the catalytic converter from a company van sometime over the past several days. The incident still under investigation with surveillance video possibly available from a neighboring business. Jan. 21, 7100 block of Progress Way. A business reported a suspect had attempted to gain entry to the business by breaking off a lockbox containing keys and prying open the mailbox. Police attended and after reviewing surveillance video identified the suspect as the same person involved in another theft in the area. Incident still under investigation. Jan. 22, 4700 block of 36th Avenue. Complainant reported that their wallet and insurance papers were stolen from their vehicle, left unlocked, in the driveway of their residence. The wallet contained bank and credit cards, driver's license, and $60 cash. Credit card was used for a transaction and is now cancelled. Flashlight left behind seized for Identification Services. A neighbor reported their car window was smashed during the same time frame. Jan. 22, Highway 17A and 60th Avenue. Police observed a vehicle leaving the entertainment center traveling at a high rate of speed without lights. The vehicle was stopped and the driver, appearing to have consumed alcohol, provided two breath samples with both reading fail. As a result, the driver was given an immediate 90-day roadside suspension and 30-day vehicle impoundment. The vehicle towed from the scene and the driver left by taxi.